Well, I had no idea when we began going through Book 3, Chapter 20. I didn't think about the end. It's been such a joy for me to go through this chapter with those of you who have persevered to the end, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you. Reading section 52 again this afternoon, Unheard Prayers, I was struck again. It's as if Calvin saved some of his best, some of his most edifying counsel about prayer to the very end. Now, he's told us in section 51 that we need to patiently persevere in prayer, but what if after doing that, nothing? He says, but if finally, even after long waiting, our senses cannot learn the benefit received from prayer or perceive any fruit from it, still our faith will make us sure of what cannot be perceived by sense, that we have obtained what was expedient. Now, this is profound. Faith receives, sees, believes the benefit of calling upon the Lord, even with our, if with our senses, we don't perceive that He has heard us. Faith sees, hears things. It's like Abraham climbing up the slopes of Moriah. Isaac asks him, Lord, where's the sacrifice? God will provide. We learn in Hebrews that Abraham knew that even if God would have him sacrifice his own son, He would raise him back up again. He was that sure of the promise of God. So that faith lays hold. I may not see the answer to prayer. I may not personally feel any great benefit from having prayed, but faith lays hold that God's Word is truer than anything we feel or anything that we can understand. Calvin continues, for the Lord so often and so certainly promises to care for us in our troubles when they have once been laid upon His bosom. And so He will cause us to possess abundance in poverty and comfort in affliction. In other words, God's promises. Okay, He promised that, and we lay all of our cares upon Him in His bosom, that He promises that even when we're empty, we can be full. Even when we seem to have nothing, we have everything. Why? For though all things fail us, yet God will never forsake us, who cannot disappoint the expectation and patience of His people. Let that sink in. Everything may fail us. It may seem that our prayers have failed us, and yet He will never forsake us. How do we know this? Because He has promised. And He will never disappoint. The Lord has not forsaken those who seek Him. Continue. He alone will be for us in place of all things. He is our portion. Calvin says in another place that the chief benefit that we receive in prayer is God Himself. God Himself. The things that we think that we need, the things that seem so necessary for our happiness, our well-being, the well-being of the church in the world, the Lord may not give those to us. And yet in praying, we have His promise that He will give us Himself and that He will even be in the place of those things. Since, as Calvin says, to continue, all good things are contained in Him, and He will reveal them to us on the day of judgment, when His kingdom will be plainly manifested. Calvin continues, but even if God grants our prayer, He does not always respond to the exact form of our request, but seeming to hold us in suspense, He yet, in a marvelous manner, shows us that our prayers have not been in vain. We may pray to be delivered from a certain disease, but it may be that the Lord answers that prayer by bringing us into the disease and then showing us His power and His love and the sweetness of His fellowship that we could never have learned otherwise. But we have to learn to yield ourselves to Him and trust His promises. He says believers need to be sustained by this patience, that God always receives our prayers in a kindly and attentive way, since they would not long stand unless they relied upon it. Relied upon what? No matter what I feel, no matter what I see, God has promised and revealed Himself as our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He hears and answers our prayers. He gathers all of our tears in His bottle.